It's Al in the Afternoon with your host, Al Travis, your friend who knows a guy on News Sports Talk, KTOE.
Well, we are going to have a good time now. I didn't know Dr. Sabina was going to be in today. Dr. Sabina, how are you?
Great. Good to see you, Al.
Good seeing you as always, Doctor. Dr. Sabina Engel, you're with the University of Minnesota. What is your fancy title up there?
I'm Director of Energy Partnerships at the Institute on the Environment.
Very fancy. I'm just a radio guy, Al. Oh, we also have in, and Guido Walraven.
Perfect.
You got a fancy title? You got University of Minnesota at the bottom of your page there. Okay. Are you anything important? What is your title? What do you do?
I'm the Technical Director of a small city in Western Germany called Zabeck, and I'm working on renewable energies.
Hey, nice video, by the way.
Thank you.
I watched your video. Very impressive. And we also have with us Nicole Grunswick.
Yes.
Nicole, what do you do? You're Region 9, right?
I am a part of Region 9. I'm the executive director.
Wow.
Is that fancy enough?
Pants.
Yeah, I don't know.
For just radio guy Al, I'm very overwhelmed. And this young lady over here?
That is Heather. She's also with Region 9. She's fantastic. So we're happy to have her here today.
We had a busy day. Is she hired as the fantastic person, or does she
help keep everyone organized? Yes.
Okay,
I'm trying to think of a fancy title quickly, but I'm not that witty, I guess.
Hey, Heather, thanks for coming in. She's going to sit over there. Okay, so we're in because evidently you are continuing to push this whole electric thing all down our throats, Doctor.
It's not only the electric thing. It's the renewable electric thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, electricity's been around a while. You guys have changed it. Now it's renewable. What are we doing, Doc? What is it we're hitting? You were in Region 9. You've been all over the place today.
Yes. It's been an action-packed day.
What are you doing with it? Why are you out doing it, and what are you doing in...
Well, Guido Walraven has a really exciting story from the city of Zabeck. And so to be able to share the story of what they've been able to do, and then also, you know, with Region 9, we're governed by mayors, county commissioners, township reps, council members, et cetera. And so to have them be able the opportunity to hear directly from him as to what the city of 7,500 has done, I think that population is really kind of hits home. We have a lot of communities in Region 9 that are not that dissimilar. You know, for instance, we started in Le Sueur this morning. We just left Waseca. You know, that's comparable size communities, and I think that helps people wrap their head around that, you know, this clean energy work can happen in small ag communities like Zabeck, like Waseca. You know, name any city in Region 9, we have a lot in common. So there's money to be had, but it's good for the environment, obviously. But I like the approach that they do. You know, with Region 9, we do community engagement, and that's exactly how the city of Zabeck started, was to get everyone's voice involved. And so that's why I'm like 100% behind this.
Well, I think people perk up when you say there's money to be made.
I know. I had to kind of say
that.
Then I'm like, and then
you perk people up. Because I think last time you were here, I'd given you a hard time. If there's money to be made, people in America will jump on it. Give me your best, will you, Guido? What is it that you guys did in your small town that makes you different than everybody else, and why you're on this world tour? Well, Minnesota tour. I've seen you twice.
Region 9 tour. Well, okay.
Well, I bet you he's done more than just yours.
I was like, wait a minute, today's all Region 9. Okay, yes.
For
they've,
us.
They've been out, yes.
Yeah, all I was going to say he's...
Shameless plug, okay. All right. The rest of Minnesota's good, too.
I'm making note. Mention Region 9 as much as possible. Okay.
Perfect.
I will make that sure that happens. So give it to me, sir. What exactly have you guys done over there that make you guys so impressive that Region 9 would care to have you down?
So we started to replace our fossil fuel energy system with renewable energies already 10 years ago.
Okay.
And we built up a so-called energy park, which is a mix of three different kinds of renewable energies. And actually, we are producing more than four times more renewable energies than we need in Zabeck.
Okay, but what are you've got three kinds, and I presume that's solar panels, some wind turbines, and water?
Biogas.
What is not going to guess that? I don't know why it didn't come to my head. Okay, biogas. And this is all at a park. What do you guys name these things? Solar parks. Really? No one's playing. You go there, and kids aren't playing kickball. I like it. It's good press. Don't tell me the naming was nice.
No, it's educational, though. Yeah.
It is. But
he's
no one's
not
playing.
Done.
No,
but,
okay.
Well.
But this park was a former ammunition camp of the German army. And we just bought this ammunition camp from the German army and transferred it to this energy park.
How large a area do you have to make enough energy to do that? How big an area is the park? Is it the Disney World size, Epcot Center,
no,
all involved?
Let me just, I think this is some 250 acres of area. And
right.
We put in seven wind turbines. We put in a huge so-called solar park on the sites of the former bunkers when the ammunition was stolen. And we have two biogas plants. One of them is owned by local farmers, and the other one is a kind of compost plant where we treat our compost or organic waste.
I'm not looking away from you. I just got to know what time it is if I got to go to commercial. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Okay.
Do that wasn't... He saw me looking away. So the biogas thing, give me... I think what most of us understand what a solar panel is. We know what a wind turbine is. We have them out here. What is the biogas thing? These farmers are bringing pig poo and...
Exactly.
It is. Okay, I'm just throwing this out.
It is. It is.
You know, maybe being a doctor, this isn't that hard, because I'm like, come on, fire. No. Okay, go ahead. So they bring the pig poo. The pig poo does what, and how do you make it into electricity?
They bring all. They also bring in corn silage, and this is all mixed up, put into big digesters, and these digesters, by putting in bacteria, produce biogas. This biogas is used to drive big, big engines. And with these engines, we produce electric power and heat at the same time.
I throw this out here that by quite possibly your town is not the sweetest smelling town.
Yeah, but this is
I'm just throwing it out. That's produce that much biogas.
Yeah, but let's say we are in a rural region and we are used to these odors.
Understand.
Let's say.
Okay, but this is
no big problem because it's only a question of technologies, of use of the right use of technology. So this is not a big challenge.
Okay, so then let me ask you this. So the technology is there now because you're saying your little town is 7,000. No disrespect. I come from a town of 3,000. You're a huge city for me. But you got 7,000 people. You put in this 250-acre electric farm. You're making the technology is there that you're making four times them, right? Four
exactly.
times as much energy as
exactly.
you guys need.
Exactly.
So you're selling
right.
it back to the grid.
Yes.
Everybody in town's making some money.
Yes.
Gotta like that.
Yes.
What it cost to put you into that situation. How much did the town of 7,000, what it cost them to build a 250-acre thing?
The total invest was around about $70 million.
70?
70.
I thought that's what you said. I was hoping you were saying 17, but you said $70 million.
70.
Yeah.
But.
This is a big but.
This
is a big but on the way. You know I'm not ripping you. I'm just, we're trying to put it all out there.
It's an important but.
Okay.
50 million of these investments are coming from local people, which is residents, which is farmers, and which is business people. For example, we have 7 wind turbines on this area.
Mm-hmm.
5 wind turbines are owned and invested by local people, which is, once again, residents of Zabek. They founded a so-called energy cooperative. This is 400 members. Mm-hmm. They own one wind turbine. This is the city itself who invested in one wind turbine. This is a huge investment for a small city, referring to their yearly budget, for example. Mm-hmm. And we even engaged business people of Zabek to invest in these wind turbines. So this is a business model for everybody in Zabek.
Okay. I'm just trying to put it all out there. So you get $70 million to create this 250
yes.
electric farm.
Yes.
How long? Don't raise your hand. It's radio. Nobody. just jump right in, doctor.
So the $70 million investment is money that was put in by the local community. They could have invested it someplace else. They would have invested it someplace else. They invested it in their own community, which is a great plus. And they got between 3.5% and 5.5% annual return. Who doesn't want to do that?
I don't disagree. And you should be in radio all the time, Dr. Engel, because you just led right into my big hook to have people stick around after this message to find out how in the world are we making money doing this. And if only I had $70 million, I'd just put it down myself. We'll figure out how we make that happen after this. Thanks to Region 9 for bringing this to us. See, I gotta sneak that in there again. We got lots to do here at KTOE. Stick around. This is 1420 KTOE, out in the afternoon, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Has the uncertainty of what you're going to get out...
Follow Al on Facebook and online at KTOE.com. Now, back to more of Al in the Afternoon, Southern Minnesota's news, sports talk, KTOE.
Well, let me see if I can catch you up. Two of my favorite foreigners are in the building, and I love you guys. They come in here, and they as soon as the commercials go on, you guys just, wah, rah, rah, and it's like we can't get enough stuff in. I need you to come in for a couple of hours next time, okay? We'll set aside some time.
Okay,
because it can't all get out at the same time. Like 30 minutes is not enough time. I love you two. Who I have in studio with me, I have Guido Walraven. You missed it. I was talking about an hour ago. Is that I got the Region 9, who's doing this for us, called and set up this meeting. I think Heather probably made the contact. No? I got a message. Anyway, I said, yeah, let's do this. We're going to do this half hour. It was today I got the slip and I said, Guido, how many Guidos could I possibly know? There's no way in the world the second Guido in my life is showing up. So then I printed out, like, oh, I know Guido. And then I didn't know. I was hoping you'd come. Dr. Sabina Engel is in, and I thank you so much. You're the one that sets them all off. As soon as that commercial got on, you start going off on your car and this and that. We don't get everything done.
It's true. We want to come back.
Oh, well, I'll have you back because I love the conversation. Now, we're talking Region 9. Thank you very much. We also have Ian. I mentioned those two. Nicole Grunswick.
Yes.
And I thank you so much for being on. She is the executive director of Region 9, which is big muckety-muck stuff. And Heather, who is just actually excellent at her job. That's all I know.
Yep. She does all the behind the scenes. Yep. Thank to make you. Things like this possible.
So that's in the studio. 30 minutes, not enough time for four people. We get Guido in. Guido, you said you saw one of our
biogas plants.
And what did you think? Where was it and why were you so fascinated by it? That's what we found out in the break. Where is this?
I was fascinated by two things.
Okay.
One, it's the same like we do in Germany.
Okay.
No big difference. Second, it's two times as big as in Germany.
We throw a lot of pig poo out around here, buddy. We need big. Let me ask you this, Joe. Why does it surprise you we have it here? Because and don't take offense to this. We invent a lot of stuff here in America. We probably came up with a whole how to do poo into gas stuff. Did we? Who came up with it? Do you know?
I think, I don't know. This was the idea of an energy company, MMPA, who invested in different kinds of renewable energies. And one idea was just to think about installing a biogas plant, using the biomass material coming from local and regional farmers to get it into this process, making energy of it, and selling this energy to people. This is a business model for farmers.
Well, this is a business model. This is back to where the hook came in before we went to the commercial, because I'm going to set you up with this. So I have an old house, an old Victorian house with too many windows. So some guy says, hey, we put our new energy-efficient windows in. It pays for itself. So we did the math. Yes, 45 years from now, when I'm long gone, this will start turning me a profit like this. How long does it take a town of 7,000, whether they put all the money in themselves, they didn't, how, you know, the investors, how long selling four times the energy back to the grid until they're saying, hey, money in my pocket? How long does that take? Is that not an easy question?
No, I can answer this question in terms of the wind turbine of the city of Zabek. And we would have a payback within a period of 14 to 12 years, depending on wind conditions. So knowing that wind turbines are lasting some 25 to 30 years, what's the question not to invest in wind turbines?
The only question would be then what happens if they last 20 years, what happens to that thing? Here's my only point, and I don't know, Facebook, I get almost all my news from Facebook now. Big place in Iowa, they're putting all the old turbines down because they're, you know, they don't biodegrade. What happens to those guys? What happens to the old ones when they're done?
So I don't know what you do in the U.S. with these things, but in Germany, there's quite a market of recycling wind turbines. We started installing wind turbines in, let's say, starting 2000, 2005, roundabout. Now, let's say, the first wind turbines are gone. And there's a new industry or a kind of industry coming up to recycle wind turbines.
Okay.
And the concrete could be recycled, steel is recycled, the blades could be recycled because they are of a kind of plastic materials. So there's a new kind of industry coming up recycling these wind turbines. But just starting.
Fair enough. So wind turbines, the 20, 25 years, you're making money. You're 13 years, you're making money. That's a no-brainer. We're doing it all over the place here. There's 60 in between me and my home. So that's not a problem. What about this biogas thing?
It's actually phenomenal. And maybe Nicole needs to describe, you know, why Le Sueur, where this plant is located, is so special. Because, you know, my understanding is that the people of Le Sueur, they decided that they are going to have this biogas plant there, and it's going to produce most of the electricity that they use in their city. So they have very stable rates, And they have a lot of benefits there. And they call, I mean, why? I think
you said everything that I know. it's in Le Sueur. And to their knowledge, they said it's the largest of that type in the U.S. or the only one of that, you know, variety in the U.S. And so to know that it's here in Region 9 is just super cool. And you don't see it. You don't know that it's really outside of town. So it's up by the airport in Le Sueur. If people know where that is. You can see, I was watching all the planes come in and land while we were standing there. But it's there. The city of Le Sueur is one of 12 cities that is part of this kind of cooperative model. Chaska and a handful of other communities like that. And so it's just really cool. And it was neat to have some of our mayors and council members and county commissioners all there to hear how this could be done and how it kind of came to be. For the whole county, but really for the city administrator joined us for the day to kind of help explain why they're behind it. And I'm looking at Sabina going, this is just super cool.
Takes care of an issue that otherwise would be a landfill issue. So yes. They feed this biogas digester with food waste. All of us produce food waste. And the only thing...
I eat almost everything touching my plate.
Well, then you know, I love you even more. But there will be some food waste, you know, some organic waste. So they would love to have more communities think of them as delivering food waste, but only clean food waste.
Well, see, so that's where it gets complicated, doesn't it? You have to have somebody to take out the banana peels from the Walmart bags, and there's got to be some process to that, right? I mean, it has to be clean.
Yes, everybody could do it at the start. That would be the cheapest. I mean, my kids would learn how to do this.
I got to go to the last break. We'll have 4 minutes to wrap this up, and we're done. I got to pay the commercial break. But what I would ask you to think about on the break is like these biofuel things. You know, that's not something I can do in my house in Blue Earth. They're not going to allow me to do that. Where does the community get the massive amounts? And it would take, I think, massive amounts of pig poo. Banana
silage,
peels, yeah, whatever. You know, they're hauling this stuff in from other communities. I mean, there's a limited amount, I presume, of that being produced, and how much can it do? I got to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk with these folks and wrap it up here at KTOE.
Now it's more of your friend that knows a guy, Al in the Afternoon, on News Sports Talk KTOE.
That's me, Al in the Afternoon. We've got in with us today from Region 9, Executive Director Nicole Brunswick, Heather, her excellent assistant who's with us. We also have in Guido Walraven, the only Guido I know, and he came in and visited me again, and I love it. He is from, and I'm going to get the name wrong, Zybrick?
Zybrick.
Yes, perfect.
Zybrick, well, close enough. A town in Germany that's making, I never get it right.
I know, but I love how he's like, oh, exactly.
It doesn't matter. Yeah,
the way you pronounce his name, the city, he's like, oh, exactly, yeah.
So
exactly.
You can try again.
I'm like, he's lying.
I know, see, and I get names wrong all the time, and I never was going to get his city's name right, but yeah, it's close enough. Okay. We get waste too much time. That's why they got to be in longer. We get lost on these things.
Feedback taken.
Guido's in. His city in Germany is making money hand over fist with clean energy. And we have in Dr. Sabina Engel. And I thank you so very much for coming on the program. If I gave you 2 minutes, because that's all I got, what are we trying to get out of this meeting? Maybe Region 9's got to wrap it up for us. Standing open invitation to come back. I just need more time with you. Can you tell us what we're getting out of this?
Again, from my point of view, it's the ability for our local elected officials to be able to hear the story and to know that this is something we could easily replicate. And again, it's starting at the ground level of the community to get everyone's input as to what do you think is interesting, what would be successful for our community, what are you dreaming up? And again, with Zarbek, the really cool thing that I love is that they started with the kids helped going out with the surveys. And so again, they got the kids to get excited about their ideas, which then got the parents on board, which then kind of the ripple effect. So I think that's just fabulous. We can learn from that.
Fair enough. It's a total community effort. And
yeah.
I think the lesson that Zabek teaches is that any community can find its own pathway in ways that fit. But the end point is everybody makes economic benefits.
Yes.
True.
While helping the environment.
Here's the biggest problem you got with Germany. It's Zabek, and it starts with an S. Who's going to know that?
Sollen wir Deutsch sprechen?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Schöne Grüße.
Yeah.
Wir können Deutsch sprechen. Thank you for coming on. Any last minutes? I got 10 seconds. What do you got for us? Anything? Can I get you back? Just say you'll come back and we'll do it all over again.
I'll come back and let's talk more about these things here.
I love it. I love it very much. I thank you all very much. Nicole, thanks for bringing
this. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is KTOE.